to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. Hope everyone had a happy 4th of July holiday. Listen, if you guys didn't listen to us prior to the 4th, remember, it was expired palooza over the last of June and the 1st of July. So if you didn't hit the expired, there's still time. Go to your MLS. If you've never hunted expires before, go to your MLS. Look to see how many listings expired. Expired for sale by owners, centers of influence, and past clients, but and about really 30 other sources of great, easy to accumulate free listing leads as part of the coaching program. But look, guys, focus on the expireds and the for sale by owners. If you haven't done it yet, if you didn't do it over the change of the month, go back and get the expireds that haven't relisted. It is a absolute gold mine. I've had heard so many great reports over the past weekend. Just in my coaching calls today, so many people thanking us for riding their butts about calling expireds because now they're seeing that they're going to have a fantastic third and fourth quarter. Julie, welcome to today's call.
Yes, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, and I have a quick shout-out and somebody who is a great testament to the thought of working over a holiday weekend, maybe not working every single hour, but still getting results, from Gwyneth Price Dresnan. And she writes, just got home from an annual four-day weekend in Santa Barbara, nailed down final escrow steps for a $1.6 million sale, and negotiated another home purchase for my client on a $650,000 property. Had a blast, just short bursts of work while on vacation. This is how I envisioned real estate to be. Wish every day was like these last four. So good job to Gwyneth, who didn't just check out over the weekend, had a vacation, and got some work done, and put some new deals in contract. So I just wanted to use her as an example, because I think so many times, Tim, agents decide, you know, they're either on or they're off, and they're on vacation, and they're going to ignore their business, or they're just going to suck it up, buttercup, and forget about the vacation. You can work in spurts and get the job done. It just requires more focus, as Gwyneth was able to demonstrate. So back to you.
So what we were doing, I know Julie was doing this too on all of our personal grad calls today, and all of our other coaches were doing the same thing, is we're keeping everyone focused on not losing momentum. So many of you guys are having your best years ever, making more money than you've ever made before, having more listings, having more experiences in life that you never thought you would, and all this other wonderful stuff that comes from having the mindset of being of service. But I'm going to tell you right now, even if you've had a fantastic first half of the year, it's very easy to lose momentum the second half. Very easy just to ride on the efforts of past, basically live off past results. It is a huge mistake. You're working right now. Here's the mindset shift, and this is really how it works, guys. You are working right now for first quarter of 2000, basically next year. That's what you're working, first quarter of 2018. I know that's kind of freaky to think about, but it's the truth. Your next year has already started. Why is that? I want you to think, how long does it typically take between initial contact with some of these sellers, and, you know, we focus primarily on sellers, but buyers as well, between contact and when they actually go into contract or they sign the listing contract. In some markets, I know it's not very much time at all, but here's what we have this time of year. October, we have Halloween. November, we have 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. December, we have 2 weeks for Christmas. You guys see how we have kids going back to school. The second half of the year, there's lots of disruptions to the business cycle. So what you're going to see is you're going to see an increase in people that are just going to procrastinate putting their house for sale or buying a house or buying a second house or whatever, whatever. That's normal stuff for this time of year. The only way for you to really fight against that trend is, first of all, you have to expect it, and then you have to aim high. In other words, whatever you were doing as far as the number of contacts in terms of the, you know, so many of you guys, you forget what you actually had to do to get to where you are today, and you stop doing what you had to do. You know, you've just basically started essentially servicing all your in contracts and your pendings, spending your money, strutting around your office, acting like you're hot shit, and you've really stopped doing what it took for you to be where you are today. That's the reason that so many agents experience massive upswings and downswings in their cash flow. They just start assuming that they've arrived and somehow the business is going to miraculously just come to them without having to do the actual work, and they forget what they actually had to do. The success you're experiencing now probably is a result of work you were doing 6 months ago, maybe the fourth quarter of last year. You guys with me on this? So because of the nature of how long it takes from initial conversation with a seller to the time where the actual house sells, this time of year, you could be looking at a long, protracted relationship. You're going to make a contact with someone. They might ask for a CMA. They might ask for whatever. And then they're going to say, maybe we're thinking about selling sometime, might be getting a transfer or whatever, and we'll know soon enough. Those are the types of leads that you start accumulating this time of year. But remember what I told you guys. In the beginning part of the year, you can just basically aim, like for example, if you want to have 10 listings at all times, you have to make 10 solid contacts every day. But now if you want to have 10 listings at all times, you have to make 12 or 15 solid contacts every day because of the natural headwinds that happen in the market. So hopefully all of you guys are very clear on that. If you're not, remember, this is all laid out for you in the Real Estate Treasure Map. And to get a copy of that book, along with Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate and all of our other great books, all you got to do is go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And just by filling out the form requesting a coaching call with one of our new member coaches, you also get all the books then for absolute. You get them digital. They're emailed to you, no strings attached. Julie, any other shout-outs? I've got a couple other quick announcements, and we want to get to our topic for today.
Nope. You can do your shout-outs and your announcement, and then I'm ready to rumble. Back to you.
Okay. So I am extending the 4th of July offer to all of our members only for a free T-shirt. We had a lot of T-shirt designs made. A lot of you guys were, you know, living by our sayings like do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, you know, those types of things. We had, I think, 30 of those made into T-shirts. And if you want one of those T-shirts, they're free. You just have to pay shipping and handling. Just go to the private Facebook page. We also sent you an email over the 4th of July weekend. There you go. There's the link. Just click on it, and all you have to do is cover shipping and handling. And also, we are expanding. This is a kind of a special shout-out, call-out for all of you guys who have ever contemplated or thought about maybe you want to do a career pivot and you want to maybe consider getting into coaching. Here's what I'm going to be looking for the rest of the month. We're looking for 5 new sales folks, and I figured, well, why do I bother running ads? I got probably some of the best salespeople that might be looking for a pivot. Maybe they don't want to sell real estate anymore. Maybe they're, you know, looking for a lifestyle change. But we're looking for 5 really great salespeople. And if you're at all interested in learning more about working with us, just email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, tim@timandjulieharris.com. You'd work from home. You'd be, you know, just talking with agents all day. Maybe, probably a lot of you came in direct contact with one of our salespeople before, our new member coaches is what we call them. So I'm looking for 5 new folks to be new member coaches. And again, I'm going to give this opportunity, first of all, to the folks that are listening, our listeners. And these are jobs that do pay salary plus commission. So these are great jobs, work from home. Let me know if you're interested, tim@timandjulieharris.com. All right, so our topic today, and probably tomorrow, is how to overcome mediocrity with your mind, body, money mastery. Julie, what is this topic about? Help them understand why this is important.
Well, this is all about controlling those 3 critical elements and recognizing how those work hand in hand. You know, you and I have talked on this podcast before about some of our most successful members and listeners who are really great at, say, physical activity. They watch their nutrition. They exercise every day. They've got an actual workout plan that's working for them. They don't look at it as optional. It's just part of, it's almost become embedded in who they are. And the relationship between being good at that and how it affects your mind and your wallet, right? Why are you in real estate anyway? Profit is your product. Remember, it's on the T-shirt if you forgot. Okay, you can put that on, remind yourself, look in the mirror. Okay, but that is so much easier when you're controlling all 3 of these things. And a lot has been written on this, but after years of coaching, hundreds of thousands of coaching calls, we know that your morning boils down into 3 factors, controlling your mind, your body, and your wallet. Why do we talk about it in the morning? Because we know that all you have to do is open up your email, your voicemail, what we as coaches call the box of snakes waiting for you. You put take the lid off, and all of a sudden, they're controlling you. And if you let that get away from yourself, you're not going to get back to the control of these 3 things. So we're talking about how to use your morning routine to control these and recognizing that all 3 can be controlled by you. When you do that, you're in control. If you blow that off, someone or something else will always control these things for you. How many of you guys listening right now, for example, if we bring up the wallet, okay, probably the first year you ever had to pay real taxes, you felt like the IRS was controlling you. But then hopefully you figure that out, and now you're ahead most of the time because you're in control. It's not controlling you. So, Tim, let's start with controlling the mind part of this, because if that's out of control, we're not going to be able to do the rest, right?
So we're going to get to that first point in approximately 48 seconds.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
Growing a real estate business is all about knowing your numbers. Long-term success in real estate is knowing how to capitalize on those numbers daily. As the head of your team, whether it's 1, 100, or even 1,000 people, FirePoint is the all-in-one business solution for you. Created by agents for agents, FirePoint is more than just another CRM. FirePoint offers a complete picture of your business, from lead generation to team management and accountability, and the best return on investment reports in the industry. FirePoint is the solution that is focused on what matters, showing you the most profitable path to more closed transactions. Schedule a free demo at firepoint.net.
Okay, and we are back. So, Julie, you were talking about controlling your mind. And that really is, I think, probably one of the, I'm going to say it, most overhyped whole mindset thing. People love to talk about mindset. People in our position, guys, have you noticed anybody who basically is in a position of essentially supposedly disseminating information that's designed to be helpful, and it doesn't matter in what, if they're on a stage, if they have a mic in front of them, the thing they always like to talk about is mindset. Well, why is it that they like to talk about mindset? Because it's easy. It's easy to explain because most times you can keep it very murky. You can use all these big sort of new agey words, and people will think you have some sort of advanced wisdom that you got from, you know, who knows where. So you got to be really, really, I think, mindful when you're listening to anyone talk about mindset, because oftentimes mindset conversations are just essentially trying to basically be a lot of BS that aren't that isn't truly practical. And you guys know we hate that, right? So what we want to do is we want to give you specific information that's practical and tactical that you can – it's not just here's a think about thing and, you know, let's discover what your big why is and all this other crap. No, that isn't what we're about. We want to give you specific tactical, practical things so that you can immediately apply. Like while you're listening to this podcast, you immediately get it. So that's what this mindset section is about. Go ahead, Julie.
That's it. So today's show is about getting really clear on that and being introspective. And then tomorrow's show, we're going to lay out some very specific rules of how to implement this with yourself. So let's talk about controlling your mind. What happens in your mind when you wake up? I want all of our listeners to ask themselves that question. What is your prevailing thought when your alarm clock goes off? Is it hit the snooze button? Or do you even use an alarm clock? Do you get up at the same day every time? Is it a positive or negative thought when you open your eyes? Are you looking forward to your day with energy and enthusiasm or with dread and doubt? And I'll never forget one of the things that Howard Brinton used to talk about, Tim, is how he made it a point to pop out of bed and start singing, I think it's from Oklahoma, you know, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. Do you remember that? I think he actually used to sing it from stage from time to time.
He did.
I thought, what a great way to start the morning, even though probably not every single day he actually felt that way. It was a great way to recalibrate what he was thinking about. And I oftentimes really reflect on how our little three-year-old pops out of bed most mornings, not every morning, but most mornings, and is just like ready to tell you a story and what are we going to do today and how much fun are we going to have today? Not, oh my God, I got to hit the snooze button and avoid the day. So it is what you focus on from the moment you open your eyes that sets the tone for the day. A consistent, positive, and focused approach will get consistent, focused income, the desired control over your time, not to mention better quality of life for all of your five areas of goals that, you know, you set when you did the treasure map. Lack of focus, lack of control is clearly reflected in your daily, weekly, monthly lifestyle or lack of, but it all begins in the moment when you awake. You can take control when you open your eyes with this. And I took out a quote from The Miracle Morning, which a lot of our listeners have read or listened to. Hal Elrod wrote that, and he said, those who overcome the temptations of mediocrity and achieve everything they want in life have an extraordinarily compelling why that drives them. They have defined a clear life purpose that is more powerful than the collective sum of their petty problems and the countless obstacles they will inevitably face, and they wake up each day and work towards their purpose. I thought that was telling, you know, that it's when you wake up, okay? Of course, that's part of his book. Now, challenge in real estate. I want you guys to really think about this. the challenge in real estate, it's not entirely your fault. Everything in real estate is delayed. Delayed gratification, delayed responses, long follow-up times. Everything is stretched out into a time warp. Even when you help a client buy or sell today, you're not getting paid today. I think you guys are all pretty clear on that. Thus, your sense of time gets more and more skewed as you do more and more deals. This issue gets worse over time because you get used to it. The subconscious belief is that even when you do your best today, you may or may not be rewarded for it. And if you are, it certainly won't be immediately, right? So let's get clear on where you are in your understanding of your daily role in your business. Depending on where you are in your business maturity, your outlook, your daily schedule, and your requirements will certainly be different, and that's okay. But what's not okay is not knowing where you are and what needs to be happening in your head. So get clear on the process. There's no skipping steps. So, Tim, this is kind of our segue into understanding why it is that we have this challenge, where you are in your business, because there's a really specific way that we raise superstars. We always joke this is not Tim and Julie's halfway house for wayward realtors. We're raising superstars, and so we have to educate them a little bit on the formulation of their business, getting into concentration and then momentum. And then, again, tomorrow we're going to get into some specific rules. So shall we proceed with?
Yes, let's jump in. Absolutely.
Okay.
So, but listeners who are longtime listeners, the analogy that I want you to be remembering as Julie goes through these different phases of momentum, the analogy I want you to remember is the plane taking off, okay? So you guys have heard us talk about this before, and if you're trying to, Julie will go through a couple of these points, but I just want you to think in terms of if you're an airline pilot, you're sitting on the runway, you know, you're flying a big jet, you know, all the things that have to happen basically before, you know, the plane actually takes off. So I want you to be thinking as Julie is going through these points and thinking in terms of as if you were an airline pilot, okay? So that's a way to sort of simplify and make practical this mindset stuff, makes it so that you guys can really identify without having to really think too hard about where you actually are in the progress of success for your business.
Yes, you got it. So formulation is the first stage, and a lot of agents really get stuck here, or they always go back to this. It's almost an excuse. It's okay in the beginning when you don't know what the heck you're doing, but you don't want to get stuck here. So this is when we poke fun at the getting ready to get started to someday possibly figure out what they might feel like doing if the planets are in alignment, it's not a holiday weekend, and the sun is shining. Formulation can be like that, but if you get away from that thought and that procrastination, what it really is the thinking about and figuring it out what you want. This is what the treasure map does for you. It helps you figure out what it is that you want. Why are you actually in this business? What is it here to provide for you and your family? If you're stuck here, then go back to the treasure map and do your goals in five areas of life. Don't just say, I want to do more, and it would be nice if I could make a living in real estate. That's how you get stuck in formulation, thinking about getting ready to get started. You've got to work on your financial model and get crystal clear of your magic number, the number of listings you got to have in order to fuel your business with the closings you need monthly. Trying to skip this, you won't get to the next stage. You'll be stuck forever here if you don't get clear on this. And this is why some of our listeners feel stuck. They haven't actually come to terms with that big question. What is real estate supposed to provide for you? Don't just say more. Don't just say, I've got to make $1 million. Those are not real answers. So once you've dealt with this, and again, to a large extent, that's what the treasure map covers, you're going to then go to the second stage, concentration. This is
the hardest part
of your career. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, guys, whether you're a member or not, you can get a copy of the Real Estate Treasure Map. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And like I said at the top of the call, top of the show today, the Real Estate Treasure Map book is one of the books we give you for free just for completing that form. And when you do so, you're entitled to a coaching call with one of our new member coaches. Concentration. So formulation, Julie, just from what I heard you say, that's basically going back to the plane taking off analogy, where the plane is getting loaded, where basically the food is getting loaded, where the fuel is getting loaded, where the pilots are walking around checking, make sure the plane has its flight. Yeah, exactly. The long checklist. And the formulation stage is where basically in real estate, a lot of agents forever get stuck. They're in the getting ready to get started phase. And you guys who are seminar junkies, those of you guys who basically are always looking for shiny silver bullets, those of you who are you like to sign up for things but you never completely, you know, focus long enough to make them work for you, those of you guys who are seeing these huge swings in your income or have no income that's predictable whatsoever, whatsoever, it's because you've been in the formulation stage. And here's a typical thing that someone in formulation will say. They'll say, I'm waiting. I'm getting this done. I have to get my website done. I'm tweaking this. I'm getting my pre-listing pack done. I'm not going to call it FSBO or expired before I actually have all these other long litany of excuses why you don't actually want to do the real work. Yeah, I know that's most of you. So you guys listening to what I'm telling you, if you're in those are the types of things you've ever had leave your mouth, chances are you are in the formulation stage. And some of you, and here's the pisser of the formulation stage, you can actually the truth is you're staying in this stage because you are trying to convince yourself that you're working, and the only deals you get are the ones that are just by luck, in essence. So your occasional paycheck is a function of essentially luck. So an email that came in from a Center of Influence past client, a walk-in, an open house lead. The open house lead you mostly generated from your own efforts. But those are my point is that you guys are in the formulation stage. Trust me when I tell you, that can last an entire lifetime. Most of the people you know are in the getting ready to get started. I will make my money when the big opportunity happens. Or I'm still waiting for my big idea. Or I'm still waiting for the big inspiration. Or I'm still looking for my big why. Or I'm still looking for something I can be passionate about. You guys have heard all this crap before, haven't you? That's nothing other than procrastination. And I honestly, let's just
not
use
a plan.
Procrastination. Procrastination is a fancy word that just covers up what's really going on. Lazy. And I know that's offensive to a lot of you, and here's a little insight for all of you that are feeling offended because I just probably called most of you lazy. If you're offended, it's because you are lazy, because non-lazy people, when you call them lazy, they just sort of laugh and say, dude, I am not lazy, or they think it. The rest of you who are offended because I just called you lazy, it's because you're lazy, and you know you're lazy. You just need to accept it. The getting ready to get started phase is going to ruin your life, your professional opportunities, and the experiences you'll have on this planet. Guys, that's the truth. Julie, what's the next phase?
Tough love. The next phase is concentration. Now, this is after you've actually got your plan together, the airline pilot. You don't want them taking off without a flight path, without a plan, right? So once you've got that together, then concentration is next. Now, this is the hardest part of your career, no matter who you are, where you're selling, or what you know. This is where you go through a lot of effort equals no results, spotty results, unpredictable results, sometimes awesome results, sometimes absolute futility. This is where you know what you want, but you're not sure how it is you're going to get it. The most critical thing to remember here is the word focus. Follow one course until successful, and don't give up. In concentration mode, we used to say, when you and I were in this, that we're in the salt mine, shoveling in, shoveling out. Maybe we move forward, maybe we're just exhausted at the end of the day. There's a lot of effort spent in figuring things out. This is when you're putting together your pre-listing package. You're starting to use the things that are in it. You're starting to use a real listing presentation. You're actually using your objection handlers, even though it makes you nervous and want to throw up. This is when you have lots of effort in and not always immediate results. There's lots of figuring things out, polishing, practicing, implementing, testing, lots of uncomfortable
days. Real point, and Julie said it, and this is something Julie and I still say to our, you know, we either say salt mine or coal mine, but this is the mindset, guys. When you're in this phase, going back to the plane analogy, right? This is after you have the plane loaded, and the plane's now taxied out to the correct runway. Remember, you're the pilot, right? So now your job, and this is the hardest part, right here. This is if you manage to get past the first phase and you decide to no longer be lazy, and you go to the second phase, this is where the real work is required. And what sucks about this phase is that you're not going to get rewards for it. You're not going to see direct benefits from it because you're in the process of getting better. You're in the process of improving. You're in the process of actually becoming somebody that's worth the success that you desire. There it is, right between the eyes, guys. If you don't have the success that you desire in life, it's because you have not essentially made it so that people are willing to pay to do business with you. You literally have not earned it yet, but you are if you stay in the concentration mode. So the concentration mode, tying into the plane taking off analogy, and think about it. You're sitting in the plane. You're the pilot. You've got that throttle thing in your hand. I don't know how to fly a plane. Some of the pilots out there, you know what I'm talking about. but you got to throttle that thing down or pull it back or push it forward. Again, I have no idea. And what happens is if you have to keep that throttle down, and you, that's a long runway. This is a heavy plane because you've got big goals. You do. You have lots of expectations for your life. So you have to use lots of fuel. The plane shakes. The plane rattles. The plane rolls. It's scary. Maybe there's some headwinds, crosswinds. There's a pack of birds. All this shit happens, right, when you're trying to throttle down and get the plane off the runway. That is where a lot of you guys will give up because you're feeling the effort that's being put forth. You're seeing the time that's being required, but you're not seeing the result. You still haven't cleared the runway. And so what a lot of you guys do at this point is you stop putting in the effort, and then you go back and you start looking for the new pretty shiny silver bullet. You quit whatever you were on. In other words, the plane's starting to, you know, starting the front landing gear is off. You're starting to get the back landing gear. And what do some of you guys do? Screw it. You stop putting in the effort. And
I'm
then
tired.
The plane slams back down the runway, and you got to taxi back. You got to go unload everybody, and you got to start again. How many of you have been in that mode for your entire lives? Looking for the easy diet pill, looking for the, you know, again, looking for the easy button. How many of you have been looking for the easy button on all aspects of your life? How's that been working out for you? Not too good, right? So maybe this is the time for you to realize it's because no one told you before, right now, that the concentration part is the hardest part. So look, we're going to pick up where we left off today, tomorrow. And when we do, we're going to give you the last points, and we're going to give you some specific actionable information. I know this is the kind of podcast you guys love because you feel motivated. You're starting to be introspective. You're starting to realize that no matter where you are in this, you know, the cycle of success, you know that you basically can get to the next level. Here's the thing, guys, that's the hardest thing about being successful is A, there's so much misinformation out there. B, there's so many people that are trying to sell you stuff that doesn't work, never has worked, never will work, especially in real estate nowadays. The number of companies out there that are really, you know, trying to sell you guys helium is just extraordinary. Honestly, it's really amazing. I bet you there's 2,000 or 3,000 companies out there that are trying to sell you lead generation or some sort of fancy this or fancy the other thing. Never really been tested before. These are new companies. They have no idea whether it'll work or not. They might not be around in 12 months, but you'll have already spent your money because you guys have this, you know, you're addicted to looking for the easy button. You've got to just accept the fact that that lifestyle, that mindset, that approach to business never works. It never has worked. You've got to realize that the everlasting success that you desire is going to only come from long periods of going down to the salt mine or the coal mine. In other words, every single day you wake up, you put on your, you know, coal miner's helmet, you grab your axe and your shovel, and you're not allowed to come out of that, you know, that coal mine until you filled your bucket. That's the mindset. That's the mindset of success. Every single day is basically drilled down on 3 to 5 things that you're going to do at the highest level, no matter what's happening in the news, no matter what's happening in the weather, no matter what's happening in holidays, no matter happening with interest rates, no matter what's happening in your office, no matter what, you're going to get master those 3 to 5 things, and those are the things you're going to do every single day. And by the way, guys, those activities must be focused on taking listings. The future is in taking listings. It's not in being a buyer's agent. Listen to the podcast we did last week on that topic. Look, guys, we're going to pick up tomorrow where we left off today. If you want to get hold of Julie and I for anything, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.